We can inherit so many things from our ancestors. Physical traits like hair and eye color, a quick temper, musical talent, a bunch of money, maybe even a big old house. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels about the complexities of carrying on the family legacy. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. On the family tree at the front of Nayantara Roy's debut novel, The Magnificent Ruins, our narrator Lila Dee is located at the very bottom, the only member of the fourth generation. This reveals the problem introduced in the book's first sentence. Quote, "In the middle of that summer, I inherited my grandfather's house in India." Well, as we will come to understand, by leaving this house in Calcutta to Lila, who has lived in the United States since she was 16, the man has skipped over seven people, all but one of whom currently reside in the house. And they are far from happy about the bequest. "Do you think my family would really take all this away from me if they could?" Lila asks a lawyer. "Oh, yes," says the attorney. "Decency is the first casualty of large inheritances. It is the norm." Lila has a sweet setup in New York, a good job at a boutique publisher where she works alongside her best friend, both hired by their mentor from grad school. The firm has just been acquired by an e-commerce giant, and it looks like this may mean him a promotion. She's recently started dating her top author, Seth Schwartz. Her doting father and stepmother are up the road in Connecticut. But when she learns of her grandfather's death, she immediately decides to take leave from work and get back to India in time for the funeral and whatever else follows. There are a lot of characters in this book, numerous plots and subplots, a lot of delicious-sounding Indian food, and many twisted secrets. All of it plays out in richly developed settings in both Brooklyn and Calcutta. Take it from me. You'll enjoy The Magnificent Ruins. Like Mother, Like Mother by Susan Rieger also starts with a death, in this case, the untimely demise of a media powerhouse named Lila Pereira, the recently retired executive editor of a major Washington newspaper. Among those left with regrets is her youngest daughter, Grace, who recently published a novel that was a fictionalized version of Lila's life, including more than one troublesome variation from the official story. While Lila's violently abusive father, Aldo, told his children that their mother died in the mental institution he packed her off to when Lila was two, in Grace's version, the mother character didn't die, but escaped to start another life. Grace's novel has also managed to wound her father by giving the fictional mother a long-running affair with a colleague. There's one thing they all agree on, though. Lila was a washout as a mother, completely and explicitly leaving the parenting to her husband Joe while she pursued her career. She grew up fine without a mother. Why shouldn't they? The story ping-pongs between past and present to develop these themes, with brisk storytelling and sharp dialogue making the pages fly. Rieger manages a very large cast without undue confusion, and in her previous novel, The Heirs, DNA testing eventually plays a key role. Fans of The Nest, Pineapple Street, and Long Island Compromise will enjoy the complex interaction of sibling relationships, inherited money, and inherited trauma. Like Mother, Like Mother is a snappy, sprawling, culturally acute read.
The books are The Magnificent Ruins by Nayantara Roy and Like Mother, Like Mother by Susan Rieger. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.